Hi, everyone. Welcome to a mini-sode of the ABCs of Rock, proudly part of the Weston Media Podcast Network. I do not own the rights to any of the music played on this podcast. The musicians or the music labels own the copyright. I play this music under the doctrine of fair use. I am not here as a DJ, but to offer music commentary and criticism. My goal is for you to gain a larger appreciation for the bands or the musicians played here on this podcast. And I ask for you to go out and purchase their music or legally stream it. The musicians need your support, and I hope this show contributes to spreading the good word about the bands you hear on these episodes. I do not profit in any way from this podcast. It is truly done out of my pure love of the music. So this is another mini-sode new release Thursday. So maybe it's not Thursday this week, but, you know, sue me. So let me tell you, it has been so busy on my end, and I deeply apologize for the delay in a full episode. And I assure you, it's in the process, but as you know, sometimes other things come up. And in this case, it's actually some very cool things that are going on. I took a little break because, number one, I needed to. I spent a little time up in Maine over the past week, and I had a great time with friends doing some canoeing, and we hiked a mountain and some mountain biking. Also, I've been deep in the weeds on one of my other big passions, and of course, that's filmmaking. My second feature film titled The Assassination of Western Civilization is having an online premiere on Sunday, November 1st, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you'd like to learn some more about that film, I encourage you to visit the film's website at assassinatemovie.com. I'll put some more information in the show notes on that. But let's get to the music, because that's why you tuned in today. And I was very excited over the past week to see that Blue Oyster Cult released a new studio album. I mean, it's been like nearly 20 years since the last one. I think it was 2001's The Curse of the Hidden Mirror, an album I actually do like, and I think it's their strongest album after 1981's Fire of Unknown Origin. They're really down to two founding members now, sadly with the passing of Alan Lanier in 2013. I know there is really no replacing Alan, but their newest member, Richie Castellano, who I think is doing an admirable job here, he's really stepped up on this current release titled The Symbol Remains. He has, I counted, 7 writing credits and 3 vocal credits. The album as a whole is quite solid. Out of the 14 tracks, maybe only 2 or 3 of them I really didn't like that much. But the rest of the album is very good. Pretty vintage Blue Oyster Cult. Highlights for me on the album were the opener, That Was Me, which I strongly debated selecting for the show. And I really liked the song The Machine. But the song that resonated with me the most as the most Blue Oyster Cultery, if that's a real adjective, is the song buried deep on the back half titled The Alchemist, written by newcomer Richie Castellano. But of course, vocals by the great Eric Bloom. So you got to check this out. And please go out and purchase their new album, The Symbol Remains. I think you'll love it.
Just to open up my mind, I've learned of hidden secrets scattered through the depths of time. And at my father's side, I witness things I can't describe. They must be evil, the people cried. So when the prince went missing and the mob was at our door, the king would not see reason, only vengeance, only war. My father's neck held in his grip until he was no more. But the prince was still alive. And I said, may never a noble of your murderous a tragic fall, a fatal brawl, all accidents each time. Oh, why must the young kings die? May never a noble of your murderous line survive to reach a greater age than thine. It was I, the alchemist, creator of their fears. It was I, the sorcerer, a curse throughout the years. You won't escape your tragic fate. Final king's obsession to escape impending doom.